Hello.
Hello, yes. I was looking to speak to someone. They told me last night about my email getting set up for my website.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember his name. I usually work with Sam Jones, but...
Oh, regarding your email, I think I'm speaking with... let me just see. I'm the one who calls you,
okay.
By the way. But I don't remember your name. Can you please tell me your name again?
I'm Kelsey Dunn.
Hey, Kelsey.
Dunn.
Oh, that's great. So, how's your website going? How's everything going there?
It's up again and running. Obviously, I had a little hitch last week with the, some sort of security
mm-hmm.
breach on it, but it seems to be working. I'm still, the tutorial that Sam sent me, I'm
mm-hmm.
still a bit in the dark about it all. I'm IT is not my forte. So I've tried to change a couple little things, but I'm still, one of the pages layouts, I just would like to flip like the picture and the heading,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how to do that. I asked him about that as well. And then also, the email's now working. I just don't know how to set it up on my phone. I tried to do it
mm-hmm.
Before this wasn't working, and I'm not sure if I have to go back and do it again now that it is up and running. But
okay, so basically,
if I could have it on my...
you're just looking for the header and the banner changes, right?
Just one thing needs to be flip-flopped. It's like I have three sections on the page, and then the header, and then the picture, and then there's a picture and the header. And the last one's the header and the picture, and I just want it all to be consistent, so it's header, picture, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Header, picture, oh, got you.
Yeah.
So the picture remains.
And then, and then there were a couple of videos as well that I'd sent him before we went up live, and I just don't know how to put them up as well to get them uploaded onto the site that are like YouTube videos.
Okay. Let me just see, like, when your website goes live. Let me just see the timing and date.
Okay.
Sure. And then according to that, I can guide you, like, how you're basically able to make the changes. We are able to provide you with the videos or not. Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
So, hey, Kelsey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep, so I've just checked, like, your website goes live on 22nd September, right?
It just went live, within the month, I'd say, recently.
Okay, so can you please list down the changes which you are looking for onto Sam Jones' email to send the changes to Sam Jones' email so we can have a look, and according to that, we will let you know, like, these are the changes which needs to be done.
Okay, or if somebody can talk me through how to do it, that would be great, too. I don't know if that's a possibility as well, just because I wanted to be able to learn how to do it as well, but the tutorial I was sent is very minimal information, and I feel a little bit, lost, so.
Okay, so.
I can send those changes to
you
Sam.
Can just let
send them
the
to Sam's email.
Can just
okay.
let down the
yep.
changes on Sam Jones' email, and then we will have a look. And is there something which we can help you with the changes, like we can help you with the video, so definitely we will give you a call and move from there and guide you accordingly.
Okay, perfect. And
hey,
what's your name again?
My name is David Morgan.
David?
Yep. And I would like
okay.
to know
what... Okay, so, but I should still email Sam, or not you?
You can just send an email to Sam.
Okay.
Okay, so I would
okay,
like to
great.
Know one more thing as well, like your website is already goes live, so I would like to know how do you basically kind of engaging your customers on your website now, because you're live on...
Oh, that was the other question I just remembered. I talked to Sam about, before it crashed last week, I primarily just use Facebook, and so the other social media icons that come up kind of when, you know, people click on them, they actually don't link to anything. And I was wondering if I could remove all of the ones but Facebook, keep the Facebook link, but get rid of Instagram, get rid of all that. I don't use both.
So why don't you, like, how do you basically going to market your website? How people can actually know that you are live, that you are in this business?
Well, I've been waiting for making sure it's all up and running before I put something up on Facebook, but I plan to advertise via Facebook and then just locally in the community. I'm not planning on working full-time right now. I've got a bunch of kids at home that I care for, so it's sort of just to get it up and started, is what I mean.
If you can do in this way, like, as you said, you want to do the social media and you want to create the business pages for you, and as well as going to maintain those on monthly or weekly basis as well as soon as you created those. So if you say, so we can go ahead and create the business pages for you and going to handle that for you on behalf of you, like, how we basically going to work on social media, first of all, we're going to create your all the social media platforms, like on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the LinkedIn, and going to post the banners and the posters on weekly basis. So first of all, we were going to design.
Yeah, no, I'm not really interested in that yet. I would actually rather just keep it really simple right now. And I would like to take that Instagram, Twitter, and whatever the other one is off and just keep the Facebook link. And then I'll do my own advertising for the time being, because I'm not quite interested in working full time at the moment. So. Mm-hmm. But yes, I will send that information to Sam, that list of things, and then will I hear back from you, or will I hear back from Sam? Or?
Sure, you can just send an email to Sam, and he will reply you back with the changes.
Okay, if it's possible, or who can help me with it?
Yep.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, David. Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.